What we do every Sunday,
I love this,
is we look back, Chris Haft and I look back at our greatest games in Giants franchise history, and we've got one for you today, and Raf does a great job of putting this together. We do it on behalf of Gelati. So, Matt Leland, let's go to our greatest game in Giants franchise history.
Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Hi, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft. Chris, as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history, we're going to go back October 31st, 2010. It's Halloween, and the game is in Texas, in Arlington. It is game 4 of the World Series between the Giants and the Texas Rangers. The Giants are up 2-1. It is game 4, and the Giants hand the ball to a 21-year-old left-hander making his first World Series start, and that is Madison Bumgarner.
Madison Bumgarner. Bruce Bochy had no hesitation about using a rookie in that game. He had gone with Madison in important spots previously in the during a division series, and he also, of course, pitched 2 innings of relief in the conclusive Game 6 at Philadelphia to help the Giants advance to the World Series.
Well, the World Series is 2-1 in favor of the Giants, and you want to win this game. You're down in Texas. You don't want to be 2-2, and you want to go up 3-1 and try to get that first World Series title for the San Francisco Giants. The last franchise title was in 1954 when they beat the Cleveland Indians. So it's Bumgarner on the hill, and the other side is Tommy Hunter from Alabama, and he was pitching for the Texas Rangers. So here we go. It is game 4 of the World Series. A 21-year-old on the hill for the San Francisco Giants. The Giants score first in the third inning. Andrés Torres, who had a couple of doubles in that game, gets a double to right field. Freddie Sanchez grounds out again. He did that in the first inning, too, with Andrés Torres on second, who had stolen second base. But on this one, in the third inning, Aubrey Huff hits a home run and puts the Giants up 2-0.
So Huff will try to knock in Torres. The pitch on the way. Aubrey Huff swings it. It's a high drive. Deep right field. Down the line. And this one is gone. A towering home run from Aubrey Huff. 2-0 Giants.
Aubrey Huff took a lot out of that home run. He had grown up in Texas, kind of had a rough childhood, but the home run was something he had dreamed about doing ever since he was a young lad there. And going deep in that game was a dream come true for him.
Well, Bumgarner is mowing him down, as he continues to do throughout his World Series career, which we'll get to, of course, in other shows. But in the seventh inning, Giants are up 2-0. It's still a tough Texas team that can hit the ball. Giants 7, Ishikawa strikes out. Renteria, a base hit. Nate Shearholt strikes out. And Andrés Torres again, that man again, comes up with another double and drives in the run. And the Giants are now up 3-0. Torres 3-for-5 on the day. Giants 8th inning, Aubrey Huff grounds out. Posey hits a home run off of Darren O'Day.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Posey hits a high fly ball center field. Hamilton back. Hamilton still back. Hamilton at the wall. Out of here! Buster Posey to dead center field, and it's 4-0 Giants.
The Giants are now up 4-0 in the game. It is now the end of the eighth inning. Bumgarner pitching a great game against Texas, has only given up 3 hits. He's got him shut out 4-0, but Bruce Bochy says to the kid, that's enough. 8 innings for you, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. I'm going to turn it over to the closer, Brian Wilson.
As Bruce Bochy had done all year, entrusting the ninth inning to Brian Wilson. But you can't say enough about what Madison Bumgarner did. 106 pitches, 69 strikes. He was precise. He was, you know, he hit the edges of the corners, didn't leave anything over the plate. The 3 hits he allowed were all singles. He didn't get himself in any trouble. And he was helped by a lot of defense. As you remember, Marty, I'm sure, second baseman Freddie Sanchez had an outstanding game, made several just fabulous plays. And maybe it was kind of cruelly ironic that he got injured early in the following season, but that was one final night when he was at peak of his skills defensively.
Boy, Freddie Sanchez had a great World Series as well. That game one against Cliff Lee, he took care of him. Well, Brian Wilson comes in the ninth inning. Elvis Andrus lines out to right, and then he strikes out Michael Young and Josh Hamilton.
Wilson sets. Here's the pitch to Hamilton. And Hamilton, did he go around? Strike 3 called, and that's the ball game. And the Giants take game 4 of this 2010 World Series.
and they do it behind a 21-year-old kid.
And the Giants go up 3-1 in the World Series. Now, this was huge because Game 3, they lost 4-2. Colby Lewis beat Jonathan Sanchez, so the Giants needed this one. And a 21-year-old Madison Bumgarner gets it done. The lineup for the Giants that night, Torres in center field, had a great game. Freddy Sanchez at second. Huff was the DH. Posey behind the plate. Cody Rawson left. Uribe at third. Ishikawa at first base. Renteria at short. And Sheerholtz in right field. For the Rangers, Elvis Andrews, Michael Young, Josh Hamilton, Vladimir Guerrero, Nelson Cruz, Ian Kinsler, Molina, and Mitch Moreland, if I have it all correct there. So that is the game. The Giants win it 4-0 over Texas and go up 3-1 in the World Series. But just to go ahead a little bit, Chris, before we let you wrap it up here, 3 hours, 9 minutes, 51,000 in Arlington that night. Bumgarner's career in the World Series, when it's all said and done so far, 5 games, he's pitched 36 innings, 14 hits, a run, a homer, 5 walks and 31 strikeouts. He's 4-1, and he's got a 0.25 earned run average. And this night was the beginning.
It certainly was, Marty. I don't think it's too far-fetched to say he already has established himself as one of the finest postseason performers we've seen. I mean, the numbers bear it out.
It does. And the Giants, of course, then go on to win the game, which we've already done that show, the next day, and they win the World Series in 2010, and the celebration begins. But here it was, Halloween night for the 21-year-old, and he pitched a great game in Arlington, Texas. All right, this is Marty Lurie for Chris Half. That's another great game in Giants franchise history. See you again next week, right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.